Having given the world K-pop, South Koreans like to make a song and dance about their elections. The two presidential frontrunners especially. Supporters of conservative hopeful Yoon Suk-yeol want you to remember his number two when filling out the ballot paper. While the candidate of the ruling Liberal Party, Lee Jae-myung, wants his number one to get stuck in their heads. Carefully composed and choreographed, there's a real art to creating the right political ditty.
By the time the candidate appears, we've already injected a certain energy. We prepare songs that have catchy lyrics that people know well and dance moves that everyone can do together.
At this drive-in event for the Democratic Party, those moves are socially distanced, but intended to get the audience warmed up.
Routines like these are a vital component of any campaign, and the more prominent the candidate, the more elaborate the performances become. But presidential hopefuls also rely increasingly upon technology to connect with voters.
Supported by some of the world's fastest internet speeds, online campaigning is reaching new levels of ingenuity. Another candidate who since dropped out, An Chol-soo, held a news conference in the so-called metaverse of the interactive internet, with real-life journalists appearing as computer-generated figures. The two leading candidates have gone further with artificial intelligence, or AI, by creating lifelike avatars of themselves. Liberal candidate Lee's image promotes messages tailored for particular areas of the country. Conservative Yoon is able to answer questions. Who's our enemy, he's asked. I'll tell you straight, it's North Korea, he quips. His creators seem to admit their Yoon is a sassier version of the real person.
Some of his answers are not always very politically correct, but if we try to be overcautious, we get less feedback from the public.
Such AI manipulation has led to claims of foul play from his rivals. But in this contest, with the two leading contenders running neck and neck, just one catchy online appearance or snappy slogan might prove the difference between success and failure. Rob McBride, Al Jazeera, Seoul.